Today we're in the company of a phenomenal success story. Dean Graziosi is a multimillionaire, New York Times best-selling author.
Talking about over a million books sold total.
We have a living legend, Dean Graziosi.
And we have a living legend when it comes to personal development.
You're talking about a man marketing. Who's hundreds of millions of dollars in sales.
One of the biggest names in the history of this segment.
He's also reaching millions of people online and is
live. So much. You've impacted so many lives.
We literally booked this event because we wanted you to come speak at this event.
What I love about Dean is he's a genius at what he does, but the man, as corny as it sounds, he cares. It's easy to care verbally with your lips. He cares with the direction his feet move.
Hey guys, it's about 6 a.m. I'm on the top of Camelback Mountain.
What's up? Just got done running the mountain.
Well, it's entrepreneurs like Dean that are helping make the world a better place.
What's even more remarkable is Dean
started by dysfunctional.
You're a powerful big spirit.
Sometimes it takes someone seeing in you what you don't even see in yourself.
His ability to captivate and inspire people.
And so there's so much wisdom in there.
Incredible generosity and your enthusiasm.
Give it up for Dean. The man changed my life.
What's up, Inner Circle? Good to see you guys. You know, we just play that to, you know, make sure that you know that I'm really cool. I'm just watching. I'm like, do we have to play that? My team always does. But hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. And there's a bunch of people I want to welcome here right now. I see all your chat coming in over here. We decided, usually we do this on a private, this is a private YouTube page. No one else can get here unless you had an invite. But usually we do it on a separate page, but sometimes the chat is hard to get into. So we decided, we had so much success last week in the Build Your Brand Challenge going straight on YouTube, so I could see all your comments as they come in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So we have brand new people to the Inner Circle. Those of you that may have went through the Build Your Brand Challenge and raised your hand and are coming to the World Summit and part of Mastermind, welcome to this family where we're here every single month and every month going through one of three things: mindset, marketing, and momentum, the three M's that I think are some of the most important elements to success in all areas of your life, right? If you don't have the right mindset, you can have the best sales strategy in the world, it's not gonna work. You have a great sales strategy, but don't know how to scale, right? So if you have two of the three, it doesn't really work. So we circulate. And today we got a really, really powerful topic. We got this amazing guest coming on here a little bit too to tell his story. But I want to first take a moment here and just say welcome to all of those of you that are new. Maybe you're just meeting me over the last couple of weeks. You're part of an incredible family here. Second, my alumni, my Inner Circle family. Some of you have been with me for years, every single month. And we also have some special guests here, kind of getting a peek behind the curtain. So it's going to be an incredible day. And I want to tell you what I share here is not something canned. It's not something I think up and say, hey, let me build some slides and just teach something. These are the things that are happening to me in real life. These are things I learn along the way. I don't care where you're starting. I've been there, right? I don't care what insecurities you have or feeling like an imposter or self-doubt or you're doing good. You just know there's another level or you're just creaming it. You're doing amazing, but you're not living your purpose. I've been on all those levels. I've been broker than broke, sleeping on couches, living in a trailer park, and I've had more success than ever I dreamed possible, and I never forget any of those emotions. I know what it's like to go to school without lunch money, and I know what it's like to do really cool stuff and fly around the world and meet Richard Branson and be friends with Tony and all these cool people. So know that when I share and we set these inner circles up, it's for you, and it's for you to gain capabilities that you don't have to figure out on your own. So it's such an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to have you here. We're going to take the next hour, maybe a little longer. Again, I see all your messages coming in. Thank you. I'll try not to look too much until it's time because it's like, squirrel, hey, look what Jennifer or Charity or Rex or Sarah, Emma or Sharona or Crafty said. It's like, oh no, I forgot to be here with you. So I'm going to stay present. I have notes that are specific for you. And today we're going to talk about something that I think is a worn out word in today's culture and all the things that are happening in the world. But if you don't adapt this into your soul, there's no way we can keep going forward, right? If you were a business, do you want to be JCPenney's or Sears, or do you want to be Amazon? And when crisis comes, when adversity comes, We either, this is the word, pivot and adjust and embrace, or we become Sears or JCPenney's. And that could be in your life, in your career, in your income, in starting the business or scaling the business you have. And today we want to go really deep on how to pivot. And I think when we hear the word pivot, like pivot my business, pivot the business I'm going to start. I want to do it more virtual. I get it. Pivot. But let's look at it through a different framework today. You see, there are strategies that are absolutely needed to pivot your marketing, to pivot the way the culture is in your company, to pivot the way you advertise, to pivot the hierarchy of your company, pivot the way you're gonna launch your company. All those things, all of them have to pivot. We're not only in winter, people are home, we're more virtual, a lot has changed. You're not having the same conversations today in your family than you did just 120 days ago, right? And in February, the dinner conversation was way different than you're having today. If we don't, I'm gonna overuse this word, pivot, then it's like the book Who Moved My Cheese, right? It's like the cheese got moved, right? If you don't know the concept of that book, the cheese got moved, and one person sat there, one mouse sat there and said, hey, this is where the cheese came every day. I want my cheese back, and I'm gonna sit here with my arms crossed until someone brings me my cheese back. And the other mouse was like, I don't think the cheese is coming back. I'm gonna go down all these other tubes until I maybe find some more cheese. Don't know if I will, but I'm gonna try. One sat there and pretty much died, and one finally found a better source of cheese. Now, I just totally probably beat that amazing book up. It's short and powerful, but that's the concept. That's what sticks in my head. When it really pivots like this, when the world shifts, when winter comes, when Corona comes and people are scared, people are uncertain, whatever your beliefs about it are, there's still uncertainty. 2/3 of the world is home, right? Where more people are online. The cheese has been officially moved. And you might even think you've made the right shifts, but today we're gonna make sure. Today we're gonna go deep because we can talk about strategies, and I got 4 or 5 points I'm gonna hit really deep on today. But if we don't go upstream and find out how to shift in here, how do we pivot in here? How do we pivot with our thoughts, right? I mean, if you think about it, I think it's a friend of mine told me in AA, I've never been, but I know it helped change his life, said in AA, they always say, your best thinking got you here, right? So your best thinking got you here. Amazing. You're here. You're at the right place at the right time. Thank God you're here. You're not just binging on Netflix, complaining to friends. There's a million other things you could be doing today. Don't think I take this lightly, that you're here with us right now. Right? Like, again, there's a million things you're doing. You're here to gain capabilities so you could shift, go faster, go bigger, tap into full potential. So, but we know our best thinking got us here, but this is where sometimes people get delusioned, right? And that is, we know to go to the next level, we need next level thinking, right? We need next level thinking. And then if we get next level thinking, what do we want? We want next level results. We want more time, money, freedom, happiness, joy, abundance, control. We want all those things. But what's missing, and I want you guys to write it down. I can see all your chat. Hey, everybody. Hey, Rocky. Hey, everybody saying hi. I want you to think about this. Next level thinking, and you want next level results. The part that's missing, that's always missing, is the next level action and implementation. People, like, you can't just come here every month and gain capabilities. Come to one of our live events, gain capabilities. Like, I got this. I got next level thinking. I had a breakthrough. I learned from Dean or this incredible speaker. I learned this. And then you go home and go, all right, I want the next level life, right? I want the more income. I want the happiness, the joy, the freedom, the control. Like I said before, we have to put that middle piece in, and that's next level action. Next level implementation. If you're part of the Build Your Brand Challenge or the Start Over Challenge, or you join Tony at the Comeback Challenge, or you listen to me, what is that action we usually have to take? We have to take uncomfortable action. We have to take imperfect action. Sometimes we don't have the confidence to move forward. Think about it. You know how many times in life I have not had the confidence? I had never done something before. How do you gain confidence in something you've never done before? You could borrow it from your own past experiences. You can borrow it from other people that you see. You can have hope, but confidence usually comes when you try it. When you jump in on the field, you play full out, you fail, you're gaining confidence as you play. What we have to adopt and adapt, and today I'm so excited, is today we have to invoke our courage muscle. Because courage, now courage is something that you've used before to walk in the room when you didn't know what was going to happen. Courage is jumping out of the plane and hoping the wings, or you grow wings on the way down, or you're hoping the parachute opens. Courage is having yourself in the right mindset, that you're focusing on where you want to go with a compelling future rather than your past or your insecurities. It sounds so simple. If you follow me, if you follow Tony, oh my God, you have nobody better in the world that shares that with you. But still, in those moments, at that precise time, you need the confidence to gain the, or you need the confidence, but you got to go upstream and get the courage to actually move and take uncomfortable, imperfect action. It's like there's a million voices in your head, and your voices sometimes in your house saying, I don't think it's the right time. Are you sure this is for you? You know, I know you feel it, but come on, let's. And then all of a sudden, the outer voice becomes an inner voice, and your self-doubt and your subconscious goes, I think we're good where we are. Let's not risk it. Let's just stay here and be quiet. Let's just cross our arms and hope someone brings the cheese back. And, you know, again, I say in crisis or when things go sideways, there really is two options. There's uncertainty and being scared and being frozen, and there's opportunity. There's the chance to gain momentum from the shift. Now, have a lot of people been hurt from COVID? Of course. And I'm not trying to downplay all these shifts going on in the world. But we can sit around and focus on what went wrong, focus on what was taken away from us, focus on what the news is saying, or we can focus on us. And we can create the mindset that gives you the power to grab the strategies, take uncomfortable, courageous action, and pivot in a direction that could shift your life forever. One thing this whole thing did for us, being home and quarantine, is able to look at our life in a way that most of us have not been able to look at it in so long. We've been so busy in a hypnotic rhythm of life and doing your routine and just going by and say, someday, and years and decades have possibly gone by, and then all of a sudden the world shuts down and we get to look at our life and go, no, this is not who I'm supposed to be. There's more for me. I'm meant to give more. I'm meant to be more. I'm meant to serve more. I'm meant to find a higher level of myself. I'm meant to tap into my full potential. And if that's what COVID gave you, again, I'm sorry if it hurt you in any way, but if it gave you that, then we can focus on that. And then we can focus on the mindset and then the strategies. Again, the uncomfortable, courageous, imperfect action that can steer you in a different direction. Right, I've been doing live so much, and so many incredible training, so many incredible people. But sometimes I always gave this analogy, like if a farmer drove out into the field a mile every single day and it built ruts, eventually, if he did it every day, he could just let go of the wheel, start it up, put the hay on the back, and let go of the wheel. A lot of us have let go of the wheel of life, and we're wondering why nothing's changing. But then we think when we want to change our life and get next level thinking, take next level action, get next level results, we think we got to make a 180 and go in a complete different direction and burn down the farm. And that's not the case. Because if you think of that farmer, all he's got to really do is turn the wheel up like a quarter of an inch today. And then maybe a quarter of an inch tomorrow. And if you think of a little tiny turns in that farmer, if the tractor's here and he turns a quarter of an inch, it's nothing in the first 100 feet. But 1,000 feet, a quarter of a mile, half a mile. By the time you get to the mile, you can't even see where you were. So today, we're going to talk about that pivot, to turn the wheel a quarter of an inch. And I just thought we might have a special guest and one of my dearest friends in the world, someone who transformed my life in such a huge way. I love him to death. He's not just a friend. He's a brother on this path. To talk about a pivot he had to make. And you would think that this guy, because, I mean, you would think he's not just a Superman, that sounds silly, but invincible, because this is what he's done for all of us for 40 freaking years. He's helped us in so many ways, be empowered. I mean, is there pretty much any business person or someone that shifted in your life that this man has not been a part of that shift? And all of a sudden, the carpet gets pulled out, a little bit of uncertainty, and a pivot has to happen. And even this guy had a little trouble with the pivot at first, but then when he shifted it, oh my God, it became unstoppable. So could we please give it up in one of the busiest times of his life? Could we please give it up for not only the incredible story and the lessons you're going to learn, but could we give it up for my dear friend, Mr. Tony Robbins?
Hey, Dean. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Tony, what's going on, man? I haven't talked in a long time.
I know. A few hours. How's your snake do there? I saw you had a snake.
Dude, I sent you that video. That was fun this morning. You didn't know I was a snake wrangler, did you?
CEO whisperer and snake whisperer.
Yeah, I'll play that for you guys later. This morning there was like a 6-foot snake out on our patio, and I went down and got it in a bucket. But Tone, thanks for taking the time to be here with our family here that are ready to pivot, are ready to shift, and ready for a whole nother level.
Yeah, well, let me just say that. First of all, it's great to be with all of you guys. I know you're committed and you're part of the group of people that doesn't just say they want a better life. You're willing to do something about it. But I'll just give you the story for myself. I don't know what you're experiencing right now. If I said, how's your life? It seems like a silly question, because still so many people around the world are cooped up or locked down. Still, some places have begun to open, but it's been a crazy time by anybody's estimation. But crazy times, you know, crisis creates you or destroys you. Crisis either makes you, because there's no other choice. You have to try something new. You have to do things you say you'd never do. But most people don't make it to that process, because we all go through stages of loss. You know, like if somebody dies, or you lose a job, or you lose a company, or you lose a relationship, or you feel you've lost anything, there's these predictable stages, just like if somebody dies. And the first one is shock. Like, people can't believe it. What are you talking about? I can remember, you know, getting the phone call in early March, and I was about to do a big seminar for about 12,000 people up in San Jose, California for 4 or 5 days at UPW. And somebody called me up like 3 days before and said, are you canceling the UPW? And I said, what the hell are you talking about? I've never canceled an event in my entire life, 43 years. A year ago, I had mercury poisoning, and it burned a hole in my esophagus, and I bled out. And I told the doctor, I got to finish the seminar. I got on stage in a wheelchair. I said, there's no way I'm canceling it. And 3 days later, the government shut us down and said no organization could have any meeting with more than 100 people. And then they made it 10 people. And obviously, 10, 12,000 people doesn't fit that category. But the next thing I knew, I got phone calls from Rome. They canceled Italy, from London, from Moscow, from down in Sydney, Australia, like literally one after another after another. And this is not just my business. I have 54 companies. We do about $6 billion in business. And I have companies from AI companies to my resort in Fiji, you know, to own the LAFC soccer club, my education business. But this one is more than just business. It's my mission. This is when people need me most, and I'm not going to be able to reach them. And so immediately we pivoted. Okay, we're going to move to another date. We'll go to Vegas, right? And this is what I'm talking about. If you go through the first thing of shock, then you start to get frustrated or angry, right? Because it's like we will go to Vegas, and we agree to go to Vegas, and governor says no problem. And 3 weeks later, after we've told everybody we're going to Vegas, they shut down Vegas. How are they going to shut down Vegas of all places, right? So then we go back to the governor of California, Gavin Newsom's group, and we say, when can we do it? He goes, well, in the summer for sure, by June. So we booked June. As we got close to June, they shut us back down in California. And then Chicago shut down. And then we looked everywhere in the country, and we said, okay, we'll do a small one with people 6 feet apart. It'll only be 2,000 people in this giant stadium. We're not going to not serve people. And governor of Texas, great guy. I'm not closing. But then the caseload went, not more deaths, but caseload. And the media pressure came in, and he decided to give all the local counties their own decisions. And the mayor of Dallas decided to shut us down 10 days out from the event. It was getting more than frustrating. So why am I telling you all this? Because along the way, I wasn't giving up. First, I was trying to find another location. Simultaneously, I knew there could be a problem. So I was like, okay, we'll do this in movie theaters. Years ago, I did smaller groups across 50 different movie theaters. Maybe that's how we'll do this. And then they wouldn't let you do a movie theater, not with more than 10 people. And then I went, okay, I have a virtual reality company I just sold to Apple. I'll go back to our team. We filmed everything already. Let's do this in virtual reality. People feel like they're there, see it and feel it. But of course, you know, the battery life on these devices wouldn't last my 10, 12 hour seminars. They'd be shutting off, it'd be breaking down, it wouldn't work. The cost to try to send them to everybody was out there. And so what's the only thing I'd never done? I said, I'd never do one of these events in people's homes. Why? Because it's not, I'm not going to do a grandpa webinar. I mean, I need to have that experience live where there's the music and the intensity and the people and the tempo, me seeing people and interacting with them and asking questions and all the things that make it so dynamic that people come and say, one of the greatest experiences of my life this weekend. And so, but when there was no other option, I had to start relooking. And Dean was saying, listen, I know some people are doing kind of some Zooms with the larger groups. And, you know, he told me these people in North Carolina, and I flew up there. And the people that are there are really wonderful humans, and they had done some private events of mine, meaning some companies hired them to run the production of a few of my events. So I'll never forget, I have these sets of steps that I walk up on, and then there's the screen that I walk through. And I've been doing it for years, and it's like this magical thing that I could be throwing up in the background was detoxing from all this mercury, and there's 12, 15,000 people out there. Doesn't matter if I was throwing up 2 seconds ago, I walk through those drapes, I step on that stage, it's like I disappear and it's all about serving the people. And the miracle kept me going. So I break through these drapes, they're the same as mine. I'm feeling that same trigger and I go out and there's this little platform that's like, I don't know, you know, 8x8 or something like that. Not exactly a stadium. And then, you know, 5 52-inch little screens. And I was like, oh my God, this can't be my future. And so I said, get out a tape recorder. And my brain went crazy and I just started to pivot in that moment completely. I said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do 40-foot high ceilings, we're going to do 16-foot high screens, 50 feet wide, 180 degrees around me. They're going to be, you know, they're going to be retina screens like your iPhone, so it's going to be that resolution. I'm going to do the same thing behind me, so I'm surrounded by everyone. And I'm going to go bring a group of companies together with 6 companies we brought together. They said it would take 6 months. I said, we've got 9 weeks. We've got to do this to deliver. People need us right now. And then we started to integrate things and then figure out how to create an app so that people could clap and the sound would come to us and it would be interactive, and went to Zoom, and turned out the founder of Zoom, Eric, amazing guy, is a huge fan of mine. So we got him to expand what Zoom does from 1,000 people to 7,000 and finally to 23,000 people. And we did 138 countries of people, literally, for our first UPW virtual. Everybody's wondering what's going to happen. We absolutely ripped it open. We're going 12 hours a day. If you can imagine, the Australians, we were starting at 10 in the morning. They were starting at midnight. And they would go from midnight to 1 o'clock in the afternoon the next day. People in Europe are going till 4 or 5 in the morning. And we were in people's homes. Like, because the screens are so huge, I could see everybody in their home. And I saw them literally transforming in front of my eyes, but also in front of their children, in front of their kids, you know, their dogs, their cats, their husbands. I remember seeing this one, you know, had people in India and in Rome, and had people down in Sao Paulo and, you know, South America, literally all the world, New York City, LA. And you could see them. I remember seeing this one man, I'll never forget, Indian man, and he was sitting on the couch with his arms crossed. Clearly, his wife had commandeered the big screen. He was not happy about it. And, you know, we did wood breaking at the end instead of firewalking, you know, to break through their limitations. We sent people to wood. We taught them what to do. And we did it live together, the biggest wood breaking in the history of the world of simultaneously. And this guy was, you know, by about an hour into it, he was dancing. He was making fun of his wife. Now he was dancing. By the end of the night, he was fighting her for the one piece of wood so he could break it. So it's a long way of saying, we've now done multiple events, different types of events, business mastery in this environment, but it wouldn't have worked unless I'd made it through the stages. And the first stage, like I said, is shock. Then it tends to be frustration or anger. Then there's this feeling of sadness. Some people get to a place of being depressed. But then there's a point when you have to accept, not accept that this is right, not accept that this is fair, accept that this is what's happening in life. And so now the step everybody misses is it's time to create. And that's what your opportunity is here. So you got, you know, one of the best leaders I know, and my dearest friends here, Dean, working with you in this mastermind. And the whole idea here is, how do you pivot? How do you take advantage? You know, I got to tell you, now I'm reaching more people than I did before. I remember telling my team maybe 4 years ago, Dean knows, I said, we're going to do 10 to 15,000 person Unleash the Power Within events. This is a standard weekend event. In those days, I was doing 4 or 5,000. And they kind of looked at me like I was being overly optimistic. I said, you mark my words. And we've been doing that for years now. And then about a year ago, I said, we're going to do events of 25 to 30,000, maybe 35,000 people. And they all look like crazy. And last year I did 35,000 people in a football stadium. But imagine the expense. Imagine the risk trying to put 35, 40,000. What if you only put in 20,000, which is more than anybody else does? You're going to lose your tail. You go completely upside down. Now, in January, I'm looking to do a comeback challenge where we had 380,000 people in a comeback challenge where we didn't charge people. I just wanted to give back to them. I was supposed to do an hour a day, and of course I over-delivered 2.5 hours, 3 hours a day for a week. But it added so much value to people's lives, and that's part of how we grew. Well, we're going to do a million-person one. That was almost 400,000, 380,000 people in January. And then out of that, we'll end up doing probably a 50,000-person UPW seminar that's seen people change all over the earth. So the moral of the story is you got to get through, and you got to get to a point where, okay, instead of being shocked or angry or sad, you got to accept the world has changed, at least for now. I don't know if it's forever, but for now. And then what am I going to do? Because what most people do is they stay angry or sad, or just they finally just accept that's how it's going to be. And they miss the last step, which is it's time to create. It's time to pivot. It's time to shift. In order to do that, you got to get yourself in different environments. It's like I always say to people, you can't touch people if you've not been touched. You can't move people if you've not been moved. And one way to do that is get around where things are different. And, you know, Dean's recommendation to me about coming up and seeing these people up in North Carolina, I got to be honest, when I walked in the room, I was like, what? I ain't doing this in a million freaking years. But it triggered me. And when you get in different environments, you can get triggered. And some part of your brain, if it's looking for another way, can do it. But you have to let go of how it was to move on to where you want to go. And then one last thing. You need to really have the right beliefs. Do you realize how powerful your beliefs are, how your beliefs either create or destroy everything in your life? One belief about yourself, about your business, about life, about people, and you're going to be pissed off and frustrated all the time. A different belief, you're going to feel grateful and you're going to be driven. Our beliefs are that invisible force that control everything. And that's why when I work with people in all my events, and I know Dean does, and when we work with people together, you know, we're doing our World Summit here, and we've got all these strategies, which I love teaching, and I know Dean does, because it's like, it blows people's mind. You know, you can save someone a decade, literally in a few days, by showing them what it took you 20 years to learn, and they don't have to go through the 20 years, right? And now we have new technology as well. But if you don't change what's going on between your ears and in this heart, if the mind gets in the way, which it does for most people, it's just fear and worry and frustration and not wanting to be disappointed. If you don't shift that, nothing's going to get you there. So I'll give you a quick little story and then I'll go get back to Dean. Because all I really want to do is, he said, would you share the story? And I said, yeah, because I'm now able to reach more people than before COVID. More people in a more cost-effective way, and I can show other people I'm living what I'm talking about. But there's a great story. It's a true story. A guy who was looking for treasure. It's a true story. His name is Mel Fisher. You may remember this. It was back in 1985. And Mel Fisher had this vision of going after this Spanish galleon he read about that was lost at sea. And he didn't know where the hell it was, but he felt a sense of certainty. Like, you know, he studied everything, got a good sense, probability. And he convinced all these investors to give him money so he could go after this Spanish galleon that supposedly had hundreds of millions of dollars worth of gold in it. And no one had ever found it before. And the first year, he did everything he could humanly do. He burned through a huge amount of capital. He went through dangerous waters. And he got nothing, zero. And he was running out of money. At the year and a half point, he'd gone through the burn rate. He was done and he had to raise money. So he went back to some of the same people. And this guy was very persuasive and said, look, even though we don't have a single piece of feedback, I really know we're on the right track. Here's what we're going to do. And he was just so persuasive because he believed it. He did this for 16 years, 16 years, my friends. Now, how many, and by the way, at the end of 16 years, he found $500 million worth of gold bullion. He found this Spanish wreck, $500 million. Now you can't live on that, but it's a good start, right? And here's the moral of the story though. Who would have kept going for 2 years, 2 years of working every day around the clock and not finding? Who would go for 5 years? Who would go for 8 years? But you know what? If he, 10 years, after 10 years, and nothing's happened. And by the way, two of his crew members and one of his family members actually died in a storm. Imagine the intensity of this. And yet this man made it all happen. Now, what made him succeed? I would say there's three beliefs he had. Let's see if you agree with him. In fact, I want you to think, even though I can't talk to you this way in our normal seminar, I see you and feel you. We get to talk back and forth in my big stadium, but we're just using Facebook right now. So, but I want you to just think, what would you have to believe to keep going for 16 years? Which, by the way, Walt Disney You know, went to 302 banks. 301 banks turned him down, and he went to 302 banks and got the funding for Disneyland. I mean, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, Colonel Sanders slept in his car, traveled around the country. He got 1,009 no's before he got his first yes. There is an unbelievable power in persistence, but you will not persist without the right beliefs, and then you need the right strategies to execute. But with the right beliefs, you can find the strategies, or you'll implement the ones you already know instead of like putting them in the back of your head and saying, I know this stuff. The three beliefs he had, number one, is the treasure is out there. If you're not absolutely certain the treasure is out there, if some part of you, you know, allows the fear to get in your brain and go, what if it doesn't work? I don't know if it's going to happen. You'll never get there. But if you know it's out there, I just got to find the way to get there. I got to find it. That was my mindset. I got to find it. That's not an option. I'm burning my boats. There's got to be a way. It's not the way I wanted to do it, but it's a way that obviously my creator, our universe, has made it possible for me to do it in this time, in this place. Now, if you don't believe it's out there, you're not going to give your all. But the second belief is you got to believe I will find it. Even if it's out there, if you don't believe with certainty, I'm going to find the way, I'm going to persist, I'm going to change my approach, I'm going to do whatever it takes, I'm going to pivot, I'm going to find the way. It's out there, I'm going to find the way. And then the third belief is the absolute most critical, it'll be worth it. Because even if you believe it's out there and you think you can find the way, but it's going to take forever, unless you believe it's worth it, you won't even begin the journey. So take a look and test yourself on this. Because if you can get to the point, and by the way, you might not feel that way. Now, you might be sure the treasure's there. You're unsure. Or you might not be sure you can find it. But that's why you want to immerse yourself. Anything you want to master, you can't be a dabbler of. It's like people said to me, you know, well, I'll read your book. And I wrote on my books to help as many people as I can. But I don't write a lot of books. You know why? Because books are great. Books certainly affected my life. But you can read about swimming or you can go swimming. And going swimming is when somebody knows what they're doing and they're right there with you one-on-one in the group and you know what the hell to do and you get in the experience. And so that's the way I teach total immersion. That's the way Dean does it. That's why we do our World Summit. We're doing it up here. By the way, if you aren't coming to it, please consider for yourself. It's not going to affect our life an ounce, but I can promise you it can transform yours because total immersion, learning the strategies and tools to grow this your business and also change your psychology so you follow through is priceless. And life doesn't change by hope. It changes when you get in a place where you get inspired and you got tools and you got strategies and you got a team of people around you who become part of your community so you can move the ball forward. But you got to get in the water, not just think about it. And so if you don't already have that belief, part of how I got is I got around people that did have that belief. I got around people who knew the treasure was there. I got around people that were saying it's a must to find it. And they knew it would be worth it. And it started to rub off on me. And an environment like COVID, we need to shift out of the constant level of fear. You turn on the television set and that's all they do. Listen, 1.25 million people die every year in car accidents. If you watch those 3,200 people dying every day on TV, you'd never get in your car because you know the only thing separating you from a crazy is a little yellow line. And every day somebody gets drunk, somebody falls asleep, somebody's doing a text and you drive across and kill somebody. So how do we leave our house? Faith, the F word. We know because if I don't have faith, which we're all born with, I'm not talking about religious faith, just faith, the ability, though, even though it's not certain, to get yourself to move forward. Because if we don't do that, we're stuck at home. We have no life. So, you know, under 24, if you look at the CDC today, there's 303 people out of 185,000 that are under 24 that have died. 303 people. 2,400 people under 24, under 20, have died in a car accident in the same time period. So are we going to stop driving cars? You need to get yourself out of the system that's constantly producing the uncertainty and fear and get yourself an environment where you go swimming with those that are actually doing it. And it's time to pivot and it's time for you to see that, yes, it feels like hell, but that's going to force you if you don't give up. If you let your disappointment, you know, destroy you, you're going to have nothing. But if you let your disappointment drive you and then get an environment with new skills, new abilities, new opportunities, this could be the greatest experience of your life. So I'm so grateful you're a part of this because, you know, we're able to have this conversation with you without you having to travel across the universe, spend a bunch of money on hotels and airplanes and all that stuff. And if you decide to join us, by the way, for the World Summit, I hope you do. It's October 2nd and the 4th, I think. We're doing that in our stadium. Well, we'll show you. Like, here's what it looks like to give you an idea. This literally, this giant stadium that we built where we can see and interact and hear you and you can hear each other and we can work in triads and dyads and things of that nature. It's really pretty wild. And this is just one side of it. We see 3,000 of you at a time. So when I'm doing 30,000 people, I just swipe and I see more. And we're able to have these personal interactions one-on-one that often we can't even get when we're in a live event. So I just want to invite all of you to decide. Don't let this environment stifle you. Let it drive you. And if you're not driven yet or you're still uncertain, that's being human. Get an environment with people who know what they're doing and are doing it, whatever that environment looks like, so you can both be inspired, but also get the skills that'll take you from where you are right now to where you want to be. Because the whole goal is not get back to where you were. The greatest story of humanity is the comeback. It's like everybody gets taken to their knees. The real question is, what do you do after you're taking your knees? And the goal is not just get back to where you were, but beyond. And there's no question we can do that with the tools and technologies that we've learned. And Dean and I, we've lived it. I've been in this business of personal development and the knowledge business, self-education business, for 43 years. And so I've seen a lot of changes. And what can be done today so fast with technology, with so much less risk and so much less capital and greater margins, and doing something that's extremely meaningful where you can touch people not only around the country, but around the world, that's your opportunity. So thanks for listening, but I just hope that I can inspire you to realize there's a lot more possibility there and that the worst experience of your life can become your best if you adapt, if you pivot, if you come up with those three beliefs. The treasure's out there. I will find it, and it'll be worth it. Blessings, everybody.
Brother, thank you. Thank you for joining. I'm smiling because it's like going to the gym, right? I know it's a worn out analogy, but I'm never going to get sick of hearing this because we all get stuck, right? I wanted to share your story because, listen, when I look to someone for strength, when I have something shift in my life, there's a lot of times I call you. We're blessed we get to call each other.
Vice
right?
versa.
And thank God we're there for each other. But sometimes even you, because you've been doing UPW in a certain way for 40 years, transforming the world, that shift was still a sticking point for you. Right. So if you're watching right now and you feel like you're alone in this, well, I feel stuck. Look at all these other people going ahead. We all do. And
Everybody.
Sometimes you need just what we shared today, a reminder. Right. You can't go to the gym once for 5 hours and be in shape for the rest of the year. Right. We need to go all the time. And I'm smiling because I'm sitting here at this age at 51 and I took notes while you're talking. And that's what allows us to grow. Right. That's what allows us to grow. Tone, thanks for taking the time today. Thanks for sharing that story. I know the comments, I'm watching them here. Thousands and thousands of people saying thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. So I love you. I appreciate you. And we'll talk soon.
All right, brother. Take care. God bless.
See ya. All right, guys. We're far from over. We're far from over. We have another guest coming up here soon that had, you're probably going to know him. He has an amazing pivot story. And I want to share that. I want to get to the psychology of the pivot. What? Oh, if you want, we have, so many of you were at UPW saw it. If you didn't, we have, I want to show you what Tony created in that arena. We built a sizzle reel to show the experience and you get to see it. So I'd love to play that just so you could see what Tony went from not being able to do San Jose, not being able to do Las Vegas, to I don't know what to do, to creating something that's truly changed the world. It's changed the world in UPW, and now it's changed the world because we're doing it again in that arena at the World Summit here in a few months. Tony will see all these thank you guys. So thank you for giving him some love for being here with us. So Mike, play that, could you?
World Summit?
Yeah, play that. We have a sizzle reel. You see what Tony created, and then we'll be right back because I have another special guest.
We've got to be able to serve people when they need it most. So I want something that's truly interactive and something that would be like being at an event.
This isn't your grandpa's like Zoom call from someone's living room.
40-foot high ceilings. I'm going to do 16-foot high, 50-foot wide retina screen.
We're going to show you how to tap into the digital economy.
If you really want to learn Italian, you have the money and time, you'd fly to Italy, right? And we'd immerse you. Even if you have no teacher, you know, being in it day and night, night and day, there's a different quality of learning. It's called total immersion.
We're going to come into your living room and share with you the strategies to build your own personal virtual brand. You're going to learn from Trent Shelton, Brendan Burchard, Russell Brunson, Jenna Kutcher, Pete Vargas, and other special guests. So right now, click the link below. Go to the page with all the details before this event is sold out.
It's going to be a blast, and it's going to take your business to the next level.
All right, well, there's no link below. That's just our sizzle reel for the event. And look at what that pivot did in Tony, right? Instead of waiting, right? I know this is obvious, and I know he shared it more elegantly, but instead of waiting, now he got to come inside people's living rooms. He built an arena where it serves him, and it's allowing impact on a global level. Now, here's the thing. I know that's Tony, right? But all of us at a certain level, if it's pivoting to start your company, to overcoming those inner obstacles, to overcoming the external obstacles, the people around you, these are the opportunities that are actually there when you blow the dust off them, right? Sometimes, and that's what I want to share right now for a little bit before we get to our next guest, is if we shift what's going on in here, all of a sudden, did you ever see the Claritin Clear commercial? Where if you ever watch it, it's like fuzzy and you think it's okay until they pull the layer away and then all of a sudden it's crystal clear, right? When you shift and pivot your mindset, all of a sudden it's like the Claritin commercial. It gets clear. Tony walked into that little Zoom room and was like, oh, I can't. And then all of a sudden he pivoted and said, I can. And then look what was created. Now, you guys can go later. I know so many of you that are in my inner circle. You already have your ticket to the World Summit. I just want to let you know that just like the UPW, I'm pretty sure that's going to sell out. So if you want to go, not now, but you're going to go to kbbevent.com. That's Tony, myself, all these special guests. We're going to rock the house in October. I see all of you asking in the chat. kbbevent.com. So write that down. I don't want you to go now because we have special guests and lots more to come. But I'd hate for you to miss out, and we wanted to create a special opportunity for just our KBB members, or just our inner circle members. So make sure you write that down. In fact, I'll come up with even something more special before we're done. But I want to talk about this. Let's talk about pivoting what goes on in here so we can get to the strategy, so we can get to the marketing, so we can get to you 2.0. And the first thing is pivoting your beliefs. What we believe, and we know this, our beliefs guide us. We believe we can. We can. We believe we can't. We can't. That's obvious. It's like personal growth 101. But during a time of pivot, I'm going to encourage you to shift your beliefs even greater. I'm going to give you a little story. It's the best way to share it. True story. And depending, I've been with so many of you on and off for the last 2 months. I don't know if you've heard it before. If you have, listen again. If it's new, great. But I want to talk about beliefs during a pivoting time when all the outside pieces are exactly the same for everybody, right? Think about this. In Utah, this is the story that was told to me. And I'm going to share it almost identical to the way I heard it. On one street, about 3 miles away, there were two restaurants, and COVID hit, and everything was shut down. Now, let's just think of the outside circumstances when people say, how important are beliefs? Okay, the fact was that COVID hit. The fact was businesses were shut down. That's the only two facts. The rest is all the belief. So one guy, 3 miles up the road, on one side of the street, was frustrated, blaming China. I can't believe this happened. Blaming the president, blaming them for not opening up. Kind of the grief Tony shared, right? Like mad, angry, sad, disappointed, wanting to blame someone, kind of crossing his arms saying, someone took my cheese, bring my damn cheese back, right? 3 miles down the road, on the other side of the street, there's another restaurant, barbecue restaurant. And that weekend that they were shut down, this guy with his two brothers went to Home Depot. And they bought all the lumber and they built this like cool, like outside drive-through thing. Then they went inside and moved all the stations around so people could be 6 feet apart. And within like 72 hours, they were reopened with a drive-through doing more business than they've ever done anywhere. Now, what was the difference between those two people? There's still COVID. They both lived in Utah. They were both on the same street. They were both in the food business. The only thing that was different between the two was their belief of what is real. I mean, again, this is Tony's word. This is Tony 101. When something like this is happening in the world, you either say this is the end or this is the beginning, right? You either go to UPW, you're here in your inner circle, you come to our World Summit, you gain capabilities and you care not only a new belief, but new tactics. So you take advantage and become the guy that has the drive-through with 20 cars waiting in line. I could picture them in 5 years from now. Simply because of pivoting a belief. I could picture one saying, oh, what happened to 2020 with you? Oh, 2020 took me out of business. I had a thriving restaurant business and that damn COVID, that damn president, China, whatever, took me out. And then you're just 3 miles down the street with a different belief. Say, what happened to you in 2020? Oh my God, COVID but it shifted our restaurant to where we did drive-through, and we made it safer inside, and now we have 13 drive-through restaurants. One person had an end, one person had a beginning, and someone thinks, what's the strategy? What were the tactics? What were the food? They didn't cook different. They didn't change the recipes. They didn't change the menu. They changed one thing. One thing. They changed their belief. So when someone says, what's the power of beliefs, especially in a time of shifting, I give it a 90%, right? I bet you in my 20s, I thought it was 90% strategy and tactics, 10% I'm a hustler. Now, it's 90% what goes in here. And then when you have this, then it's time to go to UPW, World Summit, be a part of Inner Circle, be a part of Mastermind, gain the capabilities. The reason we love the self-education industry is because the world is pivoting towards that, right? It's an industry that the world has pivoted to, right? Two-thirds of the world is home. They're deciding college isn't working. I don't want to learn through my own trial and error. People want to learn from you. So Tony and I mean, it looks like we knew this was coming, but we're pivoting big time in there to help people take their story and share it with the world so they can not only build their own brand, they can impact other people's lives like we get to do and get paid to do it. It's one of the fastest growing industries in the world. We built a damn movement with Mastermind.com and KBB, and now the World Summit, our first annual event. So again, I just want to make sure my inner circle, you guys are my family. And if you don't have a ticket, I want you to get one before it sells out, because again, we didn't know we'd sell out UPW, but it did. The technology couldn't handle any more people. We literally had thousands of people saying, please, and we couldn't. And I believe that's happening again. So make sure you write that down. KBBevent.com to go to in a few here, but not yet. And we all need to say thank you to Tony again, because he not only pivoted, he legitimately spent millions and millions of dollars of his own money to build that stadium so he could come into your living room. When we do the World Summit, we will be in your living room. Bring your family, bring your friends. You know, before you wouldn't be able to do that. You'd have to spend, you know, $1,000 to get there and you know, not only the tickets, but thousands of dollars for your flight and your hotel, and go. Now you have the opportunity, and you have to pay for each ticket. Now you have the opportunity to not only be there at home learning in that interactive way. We send you some cool stuff in the mail, but you get to bring your family and friends to sit next to you, so you can all evolve together. Because there's nothing worse going to an event and going home and trying to sell your family, right? Think about that. Now you don't have to. We'll do it. We'll get them enrolled on where they could go in this pivot. I want to talk about one more pivot, and then we're going to bring on our next guest. The next pivot is your focus. This one you got to be really careful. It sounds like beliefs, but it's a little different. You see, when the world shifts, our focus is really good at finding out what we lost, what things were taken away from us, what can't work anymore. I mean, I feel like sometimes, tell me if it's just me, sometimes I feel like I was born a pessimist and I've been working my whole life to be an optimist. Maybe there's a more elegant way to say that, and those smarter than me could tell me what that means, but I feel like my brain always wants to default on focusing what was taken away, right? What I don't have, what advantages aren't there anymore. Focus that it's winter, that certain industries, like it just always, and we have to be consciously aware to pivot our focus on what is the potential. Where is the pendulum swinging, right? It's like if you're in the movie industry, it's away from Blockbuster. Some of you don't even probably remember Blockbuster. It pivoted towards Amazon and Netflix and the future, right? We have to pivot our focus and say, where is the pendulum going? Now that two-thirds of the world is home, that colleges aren't working so well, that self-education is growing, how can I be a part of this pivot? How can I focus on where I want to go? How can I focus on the next evolution of our, of the world, of the industry, of where things are going? So I really would love for you to write this down right now, and you can write it here. What is your focus on? And how can you put things in place to make sure your focus is in the right direction? So I'll give you a little hint. You can go in your phone and you can set alarms, right? Do you know that, obviously, you know you can set an alarm, but you know you can title it. I don't know if you know that. You can go into your alarm. You could set one at 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 5 o'clock at night. And you can have the alarm say whatever you want. I was named after Dean Martin. My grandmother is Italian. My mom's Italian. They like Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. That's my name's Dean from Dean Martin. But I grew up hearing their music. So literally, I have three alarms that go off during the day. And it's either Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin. But they say a message. And one could say, you know, what are you focusing on right now? So at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, my alarm goes off, little Frank Sinatra, and all of a sudden I just look and it says, what are you focusing on right now? And I check it and go, wow, I was focusing on the wrong thing. All right, adjust my focus. I have one that goes off at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I pick my kids up from school, and it's like, look around, you're blessed. Like, we can change our focus. We can change towards gratitude. We can change on creating and looking for opportunity, or we can let ourselves fall back into a hypnotic rhythm of our subconscious and our inner self-doubt going, oh my God, everything shifted, just sit here, right? And listen, I want you to know I'm not talking to you as if you're, you know, on the side of the road, desolate, living in a box. Like, I don't mean that to be rude. I know everybody watching, you've had massive and great success in your life. You've accomplished so many things. You've overcome obstacles in your life. But you wouldn't be here and be a part of our inner circle and listening to myself and Tony if you weren't ready for what's next. If you weren't ready for a pivot, for a shift, for more freedom, more control, and tapping into who you're supposed to be, not what the world is telling you to become. And I have some more things on pivoting, but I wanna bring on our next guest. Our next guest, and this is a special inner circle, but I just felt you guys needed it in this time of pivot. Our next guest is not only a dear friend, but someone I really respect because of his heart. And I'll let him share his story, because a lot of you probably already know who this gentleman is. But here's a guy that was a youth pastor and was called to work with an incredible charity. That's how I met him. And I watched him serve at the highest level, put other people first always, put the cause first always. But he had a pivot to go from where he was into that world. And then he pivoted again in the last 5 years to go out on his own and start his own business in this knowledge industry. And then in the last couple of years, pivot once again, scared to death, family man, good dude, heart of gold. And I not only want to hear his story, but he's a great teacher. Listen. If we share our story, that's one thing, but Tony shared a story and then taught. Same thing here. I want you to know his story, but this gentleman is the kind of guy that delivers gold nuggets. Like, I'm not joking, so make sure you got your pens ready, and if you're ready to pivot and you want someone dear to our heart, to both Tony and I, and someone who cares about you and can deliver capabilities, then let's give a big round of applause and listen up to my dear friend, Mr. Pete Vargas. What's up, Pete?
All right, I'm unmuted now, man. You know, a little bit slower. How are you, dude?
Good. Good to see you, Pete. It's been too long, man. I like the green shirt.
Yeah, man. It says create, don't complain.
Oh,
create,
I love it. Complain.
Can't choose both, man. You got to do one or the other. So
I know you probably, have you been on with us since the beginning?
Not at the beginning, but I've been on in the last 20 minutes.
So. All right, awesome. So, you know, today is about the pivot, about the shift, right? And I think when people think pivot, they think they got to turn their whole lives around. And I know you just have an elegant way of shifting how to gain the courage, muscle, and the confidence to make those subtle shifts so it can result in something bigger. So I'm just going to give it to you, brother. You're more than capable. This is like an extended family of mine, so serve them well.
Yeah, Dean, I'm going to talk about three pivots, and I'm excited for you to hear this because you and Tony are involved in all three of these pivots. So I'm excited to teach. I'll keep it short and sweet, but I feel like it'll be very beneficial to everybody watching. So I appreciate it, man. So, hey, everybody, if you don't know me, I'm Pete Vargas, the founder of Advance Your Reach. And man, I was scared to death a couple of months ago. And one of the first people that I called was Dean Graziosi. I was scared to death because my company had lost millions of dollars as a result of COVID. And my heart goes out to all of those people who had lost hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands, or maybe you even lost your job. And so it doesn't matter what the amount of the loss was, loss is loss. And in the moments of loss, we have a couple of opportunities. We have the opportunity to retreat, or we have the opportunity to pivot and continue to move forward. And this wasn't a new arena to me of pivoting, but it definitely was the scariest one that I've ever faced. And so what I want to share with you today is I actually want to share with you three pivots that I've made to launch my business, to grow my business, and to scale my business. And so if you are just at the beginning stages of starting something that you are wanting to take into this world, you're in the launch bucket. And I'll talk about that pivot. If you are doing business and you are wanting to grow it, it's not growing like you want, I'm going to talk about a key thing in that grow bucket. And I'm going to tell you about a pivot in that grow bucket. And the third one, if you're wanting to scale it, you'll be like, Pete, my business is growing. I'm doing well, but I want to take it to another level, like Dean, like Tony. Then I'm going to talk about that in the scale pivot that we want. And so this is for everybody out there. I'm stoked. I'm going to keep it really, really short and sweet. But in this, I hope that you will take away something that will allow you to do the thing that you are wanting to do, whether that's launch, grow, or scale. Now, I got to give you a little pre-warning. I did not self-meditate this. I do pray before every one of my presentations. And I was just on with another good friend before this, and I prayed as I was presenting for his group. And as I prayed, and as I thought about the three pivots that Dean and I were going back and forth on, I thought, oh my gosh, all three pivots involve Tony and Dean. First time I've ever realized that. And I want to tell you something. They're also involved in all of your lives today, because that's why you're here today. You're here because of the way that Dean or Tony have made an impact in your life. That's why you're here today. And it was ironic. It was not planned. This was not planned. These three pivots were not planned. It's completely ironic. And so I want to show you today how Tony and Dean have helped me pivot in the midst of, and sometimes it was indirectly, like they didn't know me, and some of it was while they did know me. And so I want to talk about that today, and I want to teach you one teachable thing in each of these. And so that's what I'm going to do. So, hey, if you're in the launch, if you're on YouTube watching this, if you're, I want to know what bucket you're in. I have YouTube pulled up right here. If you're in the launch bucket, the grow bucket, or the scale bucket, will you put that in the chat? Because I want to go back to the chat and I want to see where people are. We'll probably even reply to some of your comments as what your biggest takeaways are for you as you leave this today. And so I'm excited to be here today. And so listen, I want to tell you about these three pivots, and I want to teach you something. And so Dean knows this, but I was a youth pastor. And the reason I was a youth pastor is because I felt like I wanted to go make an impact on other kids' lives, because I came from a very difficult family situation, a really difficult family situation. And I wanted to go make a difference in other kids' lives. I had this opportunity to be in the business world, had a great job. I chose being a youth pastor. And as a result of being a youth pastor, I went to this small little town in Hereford, Texas, as a youth pastor. And there were three kids there the first Wednesday night. Three kids. And these three kids, I looked those three girls in the eyes, Jory, Stacy, and Mackenzie, and I said, girls, we're going to grow this youth group, and I need you to get behind me to do that. And literally year after year after year, we began to grow this youth group. And I was full-time employee making $18,000 a year. And little by little, I began to grow it. And I saw the youth group begin to grow. And it went from three kids in year one, and it just continued to grow. And a couple of years into being a youth pastor, this little nudge of desire popped up in me to say, I think there's more for me. I love being a youth pastor. I love that my youth group's growing, but I want to do something more. I want to do something more. And I saw this advertisement for this event in California called UPW. And in the early 2000s, as I had been a youth pastor for a couple of years, I asked my wife to go to UPW with me. I had no idea who Tony Robbins was. Like, don't judge me for that. I had no idea. I just had seen something about it that stuck out to me. And there's this memory coming back today. It wasn't that. Let me tell you what it was. It wasn't an advertising. I was at like an expo in Texas. And at this expo, I heard Tony Robbins for the very first time. And he absolutely blew my mind away. I remember being there. My wife wasn't there. And you had this chance to buy two UPW tickets, one, or you could get a second one for like a lot cheaper. And I thought, wow, I want my wife to go with me. I think there was $1,500, and then like your spouse could come for $500. The cool thing about the World Summit is that you can be there with your whole family. But I bought two tickets, and my wife went out to California, and we went out to UPW. And this UPW awakened me to somebody in here that I didn't know was there. It awakened me to this person that really could be something even greater. And I was so happy with what I was doing. And I was growing this youth group and I was being faithful with the small things. My question to you today is, wherever you're at, are you being faithful in the small things? I was being faithful with the small things and I grew this youth group and it continued to grow. And I came back from UPW and I knew there was something there. I just didn't know what it was exactly. And we grew the youth group from 3 kids to 800 kids in 4 short years. 800 kids in a town of 12 or 13,000 people coming every Wednesday night. And I want to tell you what, it began to exponentially grow after I heard Tony, because there was this motivation and this inspiration and this desire to do something big in Hereford, Texas. And this isn't about Hereford, Texas, but it's about being faithful with wherever you're at today. And then one man came. I brought in all these speakers to come speak. And one of the speakers that I brought in, and if you've ever heard my story, you know his name was Daryl Scott. And his daughter was the first girl killed at Columbine in 1999. And after I heard Daryl Scott speak, my dad was in the audience. And I had a terrible relationship with my dad because of the things that he had done to me as a little kid. My grandmother had taken me away from my dad when I was in 7th grade because of what he was doing. And he had not yet apologized to me. And now all of a sudden, Daryl is sitting and speaking from this stage, and he's talking about his daughter being the first girl killed at Columbine in 1999. He's telling us about her diaries and her journal. And all of a sudden, she wrote this paper called My Ethics, My Codes of Life that she had written for her 5th period English class. And as he's sharing this, he challenges the parents. He said, "Parents, you have no idea when your last day on this earth is going to be with your kids. You have no idea. You think I woke up on April 20th, 1999, thinking that was going to be the last day that I ever saw my daughter, my 17-year-old daughter? No. And so I'm going to ask you parents tonight to go home and you go tell your kids, you hug them. Don't think about business. Don't think about work. Don't think about anything, your job. You go hug them and you let them know how much they mean to you." And he said, some of you parents need to ask your kids for forgiveness for something that you've done. And they want to be free, but they've got to hear you say those words, "I'm sorry." He said, "I want you to know forgiveness is the hardest thing that you can ever do, because me forgiving the 2 boys who shot my daughter was the hardest thing that I've ever done, but it was the most freeing thing that I've ever done." And my dad sat in the back of the room, and I sat in the back of the room, and I thought, man, I hope this is getting to my dad. And that night ended, and it felt like every parent and every grandparent in the room were hugging their kids and hugging their grandkids, but my dad didn't say a word to me that night. And I was pissed off. I was so mad. You see, sometimes things don't work out exactly how we want them, or they don't happen in the timing that we want them. But if we're faithful with the small things, they will happen. Because 2 weeks later, I got a letter from my dad in the mail. And in this letter, my dad said, "I'm sorry for the father I've been. Here, my son is having an impact on hundreds of kids' lives, and I can't have an impact on my only son's life. He asked me for a second chance to do things right, and he told me for the first time in over a decade that he loved me, and he told me multiple times. This is what I did. I cried with my wife, and I looked at her, and I said, I got to help this man get his message out to more people across the world. And so I solicited his cell phone number. I called him. I said, Daryl, this is what just happened in my town. This is just what happened in my community. Like, what you have to educate the world with is going to change the world, but you got to get it out there on a bigger scale. He did not know what self-education was. He did not realize that he had something that could change the world. And I said, this is how you got to do it. And he said, okay, why don't you come in here and do it for me? And for the first time in my life, I was presented with an opportunity to lead this youth group that I love so much and make a pivot in my life And I was scared to death because he had no money to pay me, Dean. And he told me that he was going to pay me commissions only. Dean might laugh at that because I have a trend of trusting in commissions. Like, I just believe when I believe in somebody and I believe in their message, I will go all in for them. And for that man that day, I said, cool. If you can pay me commissions, you pay me commissions. I will go generate business for you and help you get your message out to the world. And then I hung up the phone, and that's when the mind started playing games. Oh, you're now making $30,000 a year. And you got a wife that's sick. Your wife has lupus. And you're just going to go take this job and go do a commission only deal with this man? Like, what are you thinking? Like, are you crazy? You've increased your salary. You've almost doubled it. Like, what are you doing? Are you out of your mind? And I had to talk to those thoughts and say, it is my time right now. And so in the first pivot, I launched my business because of a pain that became personal. And literally that pain brought me love from my dad. Out of my pain with my dad, which was very personal, I saw somebody that changed that and give me hope. Actually, hope's a better word. Hope. Gave my dad and I in our relationship hope. He provided self-education to give my dad and I language to change our relationship. A lot of you that are in this bucket of launching your business out of your pain and out of your past and out of your history and out of your life is where you can launch your business, out of your passions. And that's what happened there in my first pivot. And the biggest thing I had to deal with was my mind. Now, this was a mind, this mindset was a mindset of being comfortable. And a lot of you have not pivoted because you are comfortable. A lot of you haven't launched what you want to launch because of being comfortable. And so this mindset of being comfortable is something that I had to overcome, and you too have to overcome. Now we move to the second pivot. And you can imagine this is all about growing your business, growing your business. And so here's what happened. Daryl had an organization called Rachel's Challenge. It was beginning to not do well. It was going backwards. It was struggling. I didn't know how to get it out into the world. Like, I didn't know how to get it out into the world. And I was struggling too because I didn't have sales and marketing background. I didn't have a lot of it. I had some of it, but not like, I had no idea. He wanted to bring a program into school systems that would end teen suicide and school shootings and create positivity in schools. This was my first customer. I wanted to serve him powerfully. And it just so happens that Dean Graziosi comes into our world. And he doesn't just come into our world. He teaches me in a very limited season how to do sales and marketing. And he donates some money to this organization. And then he kind of disappears like a guardian angel. I've never called Dean a guardian angel, but a guardian angel. And I've got this power now to go take this struggling organization that changed my dad and I's life and make sure that I get that in every school in the world. And in 2003, it didn't look possible, but it was possible for me because of the fact that I knew where it was coming from, a place of pain. And what if that same message could go change moms and dads and kids and teachers and educators and communities all across the world? It became really passionate for me. And literally, Dean, from 2003 to 2015 as a contractor on commissions only the entire time, which scared me out of the gates because I had a wife to provide for, a wife to support, a family that we wanted to start. We were going through the adoption process. They're telling us it's $20,000 to adopt, and I've I've never really made more than that. And I'm going to take a commission-only job. And literally, from 2003 to 2015, we took them from $52,000 in revenues to just shy of $7 million in annual revenues on an annual basis. We saw them prevent a teen suicide every single day and a school shooting every few months. Daryl praised me in a way that said our message would not be out here on this big of a scale had it not been for that young man who took a chance and who stepped outside of his comfort zone. And as I did that for 13 years, I started to realize that in this, by being faithful with one customer, there's this faithfulness, like commitment. Like I was committed to this. I was committed to this. Something started stirring in me to say, you've done so well with this person. Why don't you go take this out to the world? Yeah, but if I go take that out to the world, like I'm doing pretty good here. Like I've created a million dollar company in this. I've created $1 million company in this. Like no way, no way am I doing that. No way. And then I started seeing people like Dean and Brendan Burchard and all of these people, Tony Robbins popping up in my feed. And I started recognizing that what I did for them, I was representing their self-education, not my self-education, which is okay. Dean and Tony talk about that. But now it was time for me to take my self-education. I got into the weeds and figured out and became great at something through these years, helping him share his message of compassion and kindness, which was his self-education. But now it was time for me to take my self-education to the world and grow my business bigger than $1 million. And can I tell you something? The mind got in the way again. But this is Dean talks about this. The mind got in the way again because I didn't think it could get any bigger than that. So it went from a comfort level to there's no way it can get any bigger than this. Like it can't be bigger than this. And let me tell you the biggest teachable moment I had in that. And you hear Dean say this a lot, was this word called moral obligation. I kept hearing in my heart of hearts, if you can do it for one, you can do it for thousands. If you can do it for one, you can do it for thousands. And if you're helping them do this, you have a moral obligation to go help a lot other people do it as well. And so all of a sudden in 2015, at the end of the 2015, prompted by Dean's good buddy, Brendan Burchard, at a Brendan Burchard event, I made that transition to go take my self-education out to the world. My self-education out to the world. And all of a sudden, that's where our company was launched. And in the first 4 years of our company, we were able to grow significantly, and literally not impact thousands of customers, but tens of thousands of customers. Our company, because it's public and Inc., like we've been recognized the last couple of years as one of the fastest growing companies in the world, in the U.S., excuse me. Because it's in there, it's public domain. We've gone from 0 to 8 figures in 4 short years because of the fact that I overcame this mindset that I couldn't make a bigger impact and I couldn't make bigger money. But the thing around this bucket is that I had a moral obligation, so do you. And so do you. And so now all of a sudden we're cruising, you know, 2016 to 2020, all of a sudden it's going great. And then in February and March of this year, of 2020, of this year, we finished second place in Dean and Tony's launch because of, like, I'm committed to him because of the way that he was committed to me. And that things are rolling and it's good. And then all of you know, our world gets impacted in March. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting on that couch, March of 2020, and I call some of my mentors, some of the people I respect and I look up to, and Dean is one of those. Dean is one of those. I said, Dean, what am I supposed to do? And Dean said, Pete, this is what you do. And he laid out the plan for me, and he told me some of the things that I needed to do. I got off of that couch because I thought all of a sudden, there is no way I can scale my business. I did not think in the midst of COVID that I could scale my business. But speaking to people like Dean, he made me think bigger. And once again, my mind got in the way. But this time it was like the world is falling apart. And I kept having these thoughts that I could do nothing about it. And Dean said, you can do everything about it. When the world is falling apart, that is the greatest opportunity to go solve problems in the world and be a solution maker with what you know, Pete. And I got off that couch. I got after it. We launched this little thing that's now kind of small in comparison to some of the things Dean and Tony did. But we launched this incredible thing called Rise Up World. By the way, in the month of April and May, it's documented in Forbes magazine, ran an article on us. We lost millions of dollars in April and May from things that got canceled. This is where I started the story. And now I'm in a position that, no, I'm thinking through this. I'm thinking through this because here is what I realized. Is that when problems are high, is when you are needed the most. And problems are highest when the world is collapsing. That's when things are tough. 2008, 2009, 1999, 2020. That's when things are more problems. That's when the greatest opportunity for self-education exists. And so I went out and I recognized that and I saw that and I had an epiphany of that. And I'm so proud to say that in 1 month, from April to May, we were able in our company to see more revenues come in 1 month than we did all of 2019 combined. Because of a mind shift around, that's happening out there. But that also means that there's more problems. And when there's more problems, there's more opportunities to go serve and solve. Serve and solve. And that's exactly what we did in this pivot. And so, Tony, thank you. I know you probably aren't here anymore, but thank you for what you did for me in UPW. Dean, thank you for what you did for Rachel's Challenge in the early years when we were just getting launched, when we met you in Phoenix, Arizona at that festival. And thank you for being there for me to be able to call upon when I was feeling like there's no way I'm going to get out of this. And so what I would say to all of you out there, like, I don't know if you're trying to launch, grow, and scale your business. I don't know where you're at in that. But I absolutely know that it's the mind that's getting in the way. Because the mind almost kept me in my comfort zone when I was a youth pastor. The mind told me that it can't get any bigger or better than this. And the mind told me that there's nothing you can do to change the world that's falling apart. But the pain that I represented, that I could go solve in this world here, the moral obligation that I felt to grow it here, and the realization that there's more problems here, had me push through those pivotal moments in my business and bring me today to where I'm at. And I believe the same for all of you watching. And so I just want to encourage you. I just wanted to encourage you through the process of pivoting, because I've been there, I've done it, I've experienced it. And listen, I am so excited. I am so excited because I'm honored. I saw myself on like a 1 minute promo video. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm on a promo video with Dean and Tony. Like, think about that. They didn't know really who I was. Like, that's who has made an impact. And Brendan, I saw Brendan on there. I'm like, that's the event I went to. Like, to see me on the promo video, to be speaking at the World Summit. Dean, what I'm going to lay out at the World Summit is, what is that plan that we did to pivot in this last piece, Dean? That's what I'm going to lay out at the World Summit, is really helping people understand the three core things that we did in this final pivot and really get into great detail about those three things. And I'm so excited. Dean, I don't know if you're there or not.
I'm here, man. I'm mesmerized. I'm watching all the amazing comments. Brother, every time I hear you, you touch my heart. I have notes from you. You know what? You speak with such sincerity and such, like, I see people being driven, moved, tears. Like, you know, there's some people are like, I don't need this. Just give me the tactics. I get that. Some of you are out there that want that. But without the soul, does any of it really matter? Does the needle really move with just tactics and strategies? We need the heart, the mindset, the emotional pivot. And then that's why we're doing the World Summit, is you need the tactical and strategic to actually implement. So, brother, I love having you at the event, and I know you're going to light it up.
Hey, so I got a question. I'm going to put you on the spot. Like, what I'd love to do, I'm excited to be out there. Like, I'm going to be a student. Jeremy on Dean's team is like, hey, what nights are you going to be there, Pete? I'm like, I'm there every night. I'm learning. But Dean, I want all of these. I know this is like your inner circle. I know it's tight. I want them all there with us. You and I are actually doing a training for a group of folks that invested several thousand dollars in breaking down how you and I have done some of our challenges. We actually have that coming up in the next several weeks. I'd love for anybody on here that gets a ticket to join, that can join us on that. That would be phenomenal if we can invite anybody that gets a ticket to join us on that training.
Wow, I forgot we're doing that. That's right, it's on the schedule. Yeah, why not? Listen, this is our family. We have brand new members that were in the Build Your Brand Challenge. We have our alumni and family, and we have some visitors here. And I know most of you have a ticket to enter to the World Summit already. But if you have a ticket, we'll add it. If you don't have a ticket, I know so many of you asked, go to kbbevent.com as soon as we're done. And what we'll do, we'll make sure that we invite you to this training we're going to do on how we did the Build Your Brand Challenge. You're going to break down how you did your challenge as well, right?
Yeah, Build Your Brand and Rise Up. Yep.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter what industry you're in, you're going to want to do a challenge. Doesn't matter if you have 10 followers or 10,000 or 10 million. I forgot we're doing that challenge. So we'll make that an extra bonus. Pete, you're such a servant leader. I'm blessed to have you here today. I sat here taking notes with Tony, now taking notes with you, and so many of our inner circle members get to meet you, and our new family members and visitors. So thank you for that. Any last words before we go?
No, man, I can't wait to see everybody out there. Like, I'll be able to see all their faces on the screens, right? Like,
yeah, you're going to be in that arena, brother. If you knew how many millions Tony spent on that arena, it's going to be amazing. And we're practicing social distancing, but I got to tell you, I'm really glad to be able to hang out with you. We haven't seen each other in person in a while, so it's going to be a blast.
Hey, thanks, Dean. Thanks for having me today, man. Thank you, everybody.
Everybody, awesome. Can we give it up for Pete? Seriously? Thanks, Pete Vargas. Appreciate you, man. All right, guys, the inner circle. This is. Listen, for the alumni, you know, this is one of my favorite. I knew I had asked Pete because I thought Tony was busy today. He had a schedule that was insane. So I asked Pete a couple weeks ago if he could come and share his story of pivoting. Wasn't that just such an elegant story? And then last minute, Tony said, I shifted things around. I know people need me. He can't help to serve. So you got both. It was going to be one or the other. And today you got both, and I'm so glad. And I want you to think about what Tony shared. Like, Tony got stuck in thinking, in frustration, in sadness, in here's all the thanks coming in for Pete. He got stuck being frustrated. But when he walked in that room and said, I can do this just in my own way, it shifted in that moment. And look what he's been able to do with that, right? But you have to look. Tony Robbins got stuck. Let's just be honest. I get stuck. Pete got stuck. That mind gets in the way, right? But whether you're starting, building momentum, you're launching your momentum, or you're scaling, this is this time. And we could use it as the wind behind our back or the anchor holding us back. It's our choice, right? It's time to pivot your beliefs, like I said earlier. It's time to pivot your focus. It's time to pivot your mindset. Time to pivot the capabilities that you gain so you can join this new world, so you can shift in the right direction. And listen, I don't know if you guys have been with me. Some of you have been with me through Start Over, Comeback Challenge, Build Your Brand Challenge, UPW, Business Mastery, my lives. Like, we've been going at it hard because this is a time when the world needs us the most. And we have a damn movement started of people, so many of you that are getting unstuck, that you're shifting, you're gaining capabilities. And we're so glad to have you here. If it's time for you to make a pivot, then I encourage you, stay with us here in the Inner Circle every month. If you're part of the Build Your Brand Challenge, if you're part of Mastermind, KBB, dig in deeper today than ever before. What we need is the mindset pivot, and then we need the capabilities to make it happen, and then the strategy to make it real. And that's why today, I know, again, most of you are coming to the event already, but if not, this is the moment. Like, legit, go grab your ticket and join us in that big arena. Join Tony, join Pete, Brendon Burchard, Jenna Kutcher. We got so many great people. Russell Brunson. We are going to light it up. And in that World Summit, not only is it high energy and capabilities, you know what Tony delivers. So many of you have asked. We're taking you through a journey on how to enter this industry that Pete is in, the industry that Tony's in, I'm in. And so many regular people from 150 countries and 4,500 different niches on sharing their story, sharing their passion, and entering the digital economy. And we want to show you how to do it. I know we had a bunch of questions that said, is the ticket $1,000? No, you can get a high-level ticket. But we made it the most affordable event we've ever done. Like, Tony and I talked, and we lowered the price, especially now. There's an early bird special that's going away that you have access to today. And I just want to share that with you. I'm not doing a hard pitch here. I just know last minute you'll either pay more or we'll be sold out. So if you're interested, go check it out. Go watch the quick video. Go check out the three options at kbbevent.com. And since Pete added that training, and people paid thousands of dollars for that training, you're going to get it. If you already have a ticket, don't worry. We'll give you access. If you don't, if you get a ticket now, we'll give you access. But I want to do two things because I know the world needs this. If you get a ticket today for my Inner Circle family here, some of you already have it, but I will give you the audio book of my brand new book, The Underdog Advantage, because that's what we need in these shifting times, but also my best-selling book ever. It's about 1 million copies right now, Millionaire Success Habits. Those habits allow you to thrive in these shifting times. If you go today, and my team's going to figure this out, I'll send you both those books on audio so you can listen to them before the World Summit. That's just my little incentive to say, let's go do this. Join us at the World Summit. Tony, myself, and all the guests, we're going to light it up. All right, Inner Circle family. My guests, brand new people to the family, this is what we do every single month. Now, this was special because we had Tony and Pete, but every month we deliver the capabilities that are related around mindset, marketing, and momentum. And all I know is the fastest way to your next level is learn from someone who's already been there. Take uncomfortable action. Invoke and empower your courage muscle. Enter the room, jump out of the plane, and hope the parachute opens because you know it will. And once you do that, then the confidence starts to build. And then you start not believing the inner self-doubt. You stop believing the naysayers in your life, and you start believing your empowering future, your bigger future. You start setting the tone, and it becomes more visual, and you see it more each day. And then you gain capabilities, and you take uncomfortable action, and gain more capabilities, take uncomfortable actions. You surround yourself like you do in this group, and you don't feel crazy. You don't feel alone. You feel a part of something bigger than yourself. And that's why we put the time, effort, and energy. And that's why I wanted to bring some special people on here today. Thank you guys so much. The Inner Circle is near and dear to my heart. And for all of you coming to the World Summit, I can't wait to hang out with you. Remember, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, you can do it from your living room. Bring friends over. We got an unbelievable early bird special. You just got to go check it out, kbbevent.com. See you, everybody.